summer of 2016, when this house, the house we're talking about now, was rented for nightly rentals, and they used Sunset Realty for their management company. That whole summer was not at all pleasant. But we didn't know that there was anything we could do about it. We didn't realize that a permit was required. They were renting without a permit. Until we met the Bokels and some other folks over on Lemonwood, and we found out that the same thing had been going on there, and they were fighting the permit process for two houses on Lemonwood and one house that's just right up from us on Lakewood. You denied those permits. And for the same reasons, which I've outlined in my letter to you, security, parking, noise, sanitation, liability, and safety, we would respectfully request that you also deny this permit. Thank you.
Thank you. Tom Unger.
I'm Tom Unger. I'm Susan's husband. As she mentioned, we have the house two doors down. My sister has a house right next door. She could not make it tonight. I thought I'd speak on her behalf. She sent in a very, very nice letter to you. I thought I'd read just a few excerpts from it. Okay. As the owners of the adjoining residential home to the west of 1345 Oakwood Drive, we would like to provide input for your consideration in denying the permit for nightly rental. Our opposition is based on personal experience during the summer of 2016. It was during that summer that 1345 was rented without a permit. Okay. The home on 1345 Oakwood Drive was built within 8 feet of our property line and resides at the end of a small shallow cove on Table Rock Lake. There is no buffer zone keeping people that are unfamiliar with the area from coming across our lawn to access the more open areas of the lake. Our private boat dock has also been an attraction to the renters. We've had to tell renters they could not park their boat there, fish, swim off the end, or drop off and pick up boatloads of people with coolers and children. Additionally, 1345 Oakwood Drive has no street parking available in front of their home. The narrow gravel road has a drainage ditch on the opposite side of the street, keeping people from parking across the street from their property. Overflow parking occurs in front of our home and on our property. Our property has been used by the renters to park not only cars, but trailers and boats. Our frustration with the nightly rentals during 2016 was high. We were put in a position of having to tell strangers that they could not use our property, boat dock, or that they needed to move their cars off of our lawn. The confrontation of renters who are partying, drinking, and on vacation puts us in an adversarial and unsafe situation on our own property. Not all residential properties are suited well to be nightly rental, nor were they designed to be. The original owners of 1345 Oakwood Drive put up the biggest home they could on the minimum required lots for this subdivision. They were planning on this being their lifelong home until they ran into financial difficulties. The design and use of this property, due to parking, lot size, and noise level within close proximity to adjoining properties, does not make this a good design for nightly rental. Thank you for consideration and denying this permit, David and Janice Hillhouse. I think she points out several things that hadn't been said, and certainly it's important to bring them up. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Dick, is that a Y or Hyder?
Hyder.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Thank you, Chairman Stewart. My name is Dick Hyder, and I live on Lemonwood Lane, a street that's probably familiar to many of you because last year we were here opposing nightly rentals for two properties on Lemonwood Lane and one on Lakewood. Those three permits were denied. Unfortunately for us, we still are dealing with the same person doing nightly rentals in those non-permitted properties. But it's all in the same neighborhood. 1345 Oakwood is just one block over from where we live. It's an area where people walk from our neighborhood there and around. Very convenient because it's not a well-traveled street. And to burden the street with a nightly rental would be very unfortunate. Denying it would be consistent with the position you've taken on the nightly rental applications on Lemonwood Lane and Lakewood, all in that immediate area. I've read the materials that have been submitted, the comments both ways, in terms of what is proposed, as well as the comments opposing the nightly rental. Won't add anything in that regard, but I will say that I think under the guidance code, you do need to balance the decision and based upon the requirements that the use, if permitted, would not be incompatible with the, or it would be compatible with the neighborhood. In this instance, I think the use, if permitted, would be incompatible given the nature of the residential area. The burden would all be on the neighborhood. The benefit, of course, flows to the applicant who will collect the rent. But the applicant lives in northern Kansas or north central Kansas, Tonganoxie. He will not be here when the renters are here, when they are occupying the streets, moving their cars around, partying at nights, having kegs of beer perhaps out on the front lawn. So the benefits to the owner are simply to collect the rent. The burdens are going to be on the people that live in the neighborhood. And for that reason, I think this proposed use is not compatible, would be consistent with the decisions you've already made in the past regarding this general residential area. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Tuck, you want to come now?
You want me to go ahead? First of all, as a I'm a nightly rental person. Like we travel quite often. I go to the Florida Keys sometimes. I can't afford a house in the Keys, but I don't bring kegs of beer with me. I don't do those things. I respect the neighborhood. For the most part, there are going to be exceptions. And for me, the very fact that these rules exist are to appease the people in the neighborhood. If people are not complying, the person that they're talking about on Lemonwood, I believe there were some exceptions. There was, number one, he wasn't compliant with anything. He wasn't attempting to be. Number two, there were some issues with his well that was shared. That's not the issue for us. We did rent it, and just like one of our neighbors said, they didn't know that they could do anything about it. We didn't know we had to. And once we did, Mr. Ashley made comment to me, I right away, we pulled it. We did not want to be bad neighbors to anybody. These rules for special use, to me, they exist so that two things can happen. One, the neighborhood cannot be burdened, but two, we can actually do what we're trying to do. There are nightly rentals happening in the neighborhood. They said it's well served. That means the traffic's already there. That's been addressed. Paradise Point has traffic issues. Parking, we've addressed it with our parking plan. The number of occupants, we addressed with our sleeping plan. Our buffer plan, we didn't know about until just recently. That kind of had changed, and that's okay. We're not here to try to get anything or do anything other than comply. Our fire plan will comply with that as well. Traffic, nightly rental isn't what we're after. Like, we're not going to rent this one night and then tomorrow night there's going to be another group there. We have a 3-night minimum at least. If you guys would rather have more, that's fine. We're between the number of nights rented and the amount that we want to charge for it. I believe there's a burden to the consumer to the fact that we don't want to tear up the property either. So we're concerned about what the neighborhood thinks. We're concerned about what happens to our property as well. some of the incidents that they talked about, those did, a couple of them did happen that I'm aware of. There were only two. One wasn't even a renter. It was a cousin. And the boat pulled up and dropped a little baby off to let her get off. And honestly, that's trespassing. Shouldn't do it. But it wasn't a renter that did that. And we got a phone call, and we addressed it. We did use Sunset Rentals. We probably won't. I heard some sighs in the audience. If I hear that, I don't want to use them again. But we used them, and there was somebody on site just like was supposed to happen. So we were available, and we, in that particular instance where there was somebody on someone's private dock, we threatened to evict that person that evening if they didn't call us back. And when we got a hold of them, we said, there is no dock there. I think there was some other issues too, but in addition to some of the compliance things that we want to do, again, we want to be a good neighbor. We'll post something on that privacy buffer that says there's no dock associated with this property. Violators will be prosecuted. Whatever needs to happen on that regard, we're happy to do. So I guess that's it. He talked about, someone mentioned on-site management too. That's not a requirement for your special use. So, you know, someone has to be within the county is what the code says. And so we're complying with what the code says. To be asked to do more than that is sort of a burden on us. So I think those issues should be addressed with the actual codes that are written. So. And I don't want to take up too much of your time, but those are some of my issues or things I'd like to bring up. Are there any questions?
Is there any questions for this gentleman?
How long have you owned the property, sir?
7 years.
How long have you been renting it?
We rented it from December of 2015 to July of 2016. It never rented until June, and then it was fairly busy.
How many complaints did you have during that time?
That I'm aware of, two. Mm-hmm. And one was not a renter.
Right, it was your cousin, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Got it settled pretty quick?
Yep, we did. And again, I like to go to places and stay in those homes. It's homey, it's nice, it makes you feel like you live there. It's not a big party for most people. And if it is, there are codes and ways for them to address that.
Anything else? The hearing will be on Monday, the 16th.
The vote.
It'll be the vote, not the hearing, the vote. I'll be all right. And you will be here then?
Myself or Ben will be here. My representative, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Scott, are we
ready
for the next?
We're getting there. Sir,
could I make one quick comment?
No,
he
wasn't signed up, was he? Situation.
Well, you spoke.
He already spoke, yeah.
It's not a debate.
Oh, I know. I just want to make one comment. And that comment is...
I'll allow it just one time. Come forward, please.
Thank you very much. I just want to say that when there are problems, and we've had problems in our situation, we've contacted the sheriff department, and they will not come out to that area to address those problems. So what that gentleman was saying, if there are problems, the sheriff will help take care of those problems. And that has not worked for us. That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I was late, and I wanted to address a certified letter.
Ma'am? What?
I was late. I just got here, and I received a certified letter I wanted to address about. I live right there at 128 McLean, about the
septic
tank
for a little
bill.
That's not this case.
Well,
okay.
That was the
preceding
one, wasn't it?
No, it's the one coming up, 1731.
Sign.
Yeah, come up to your chairman there. Right here in the middle.
You're not signed up? You just got here?
Yes.
Yeah, just come right in the middle.
I will let you sign up.
Thank you.
People should be heard.
I'm sorry.
Should be on time.